Hi, my name is Zakaio, and welcome to my video and podcast, Ease Mindsets, the key to easily creating whatever you want in your life, where I give you another master key of success to help you more easily create and attract your dreams and desires to you by choosing ease over difficulty, by choosing ease and joy over struggle and hardship, and by creating positive I can momentum on a daily basis that overrides the old I can't. Life is difficult. Money and success is hard. Etc. Momentum you have built up from your years of stinking thinking. So, enjoy my video and podcast, The Ease Mindset. Hi, my name is Zakaio, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality and manifest your dreams and desires into your life. Come visit me at zakaio.com for more goodies to help support you to manifest your dreams and desires. Go get yourself a free copy of my video and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, at freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. The Ease Mindset, the key to easily creating what you want in your life. We've been taught by society that most things are hard and difficult, especially when it comes to getting what we want. The list of dubious programs and beliefs of aspects of life that are supposedly difficult go on and on and on like a novel, such as money is hard to come by, you must work hard for the money, you must work hard for it, honey. Life is hard, good relationships are hard to come by. Love is hard, a good woman, a good man is hard to come by, success is hard, wealth is difficult to come by, etc., etc. There's a strong, long-standing belief by society that most of the dreams and luxuries of life that we all want more of are difficult or even impossible to come by. But that is merely a belief, and a belief is just a thought you keep thinking. And that is obvious because if it was really true across the board, then no one would ever succeed and get rich. And no one would ever find the love of their life, and no one would ever succeed in anything. Yet every single day, people who have developed a mindset of ease and success rather than hardship are making their dreams come true. Everyday seemingly unknown actors are becoming stars when they're cast in a movie or a TV show that is literally going to make them a star. Every day, the seemingly unknown singer releases a song that becomes a hit and propels them to fame and success. Every day, an unknown author completes that novel that gets picked up by the publisher, which propels that author to fame and success. And yes, all those people who achieve success and fame worked hard to develop their skills and their proper mindset, and got to a place where their talents were recognized, etc. But even more importantly, somehow, some way, they achieved a state of ease and surrender, which puts the final piece of the success puzzle into place. They got so good from countless hours of practice that playing and writing or running or business or marketing or acting, etc., became easy. And this ease facilitated the flow of creativity to flow through them to propel them to success. Momentum, bum, 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 bum. A key ingredient of success is momentum. How much life and business and money and creativity and relationship and success, etc., are hard and difficult momentum do you have going on in regards to your dreams and desires, compared to the amount of life is easy and money and business and creativity, etc., are easy momentum do you have going on in your life? If you're like most people, you have heard life and money and success and relationship, etc., is hard 100,000 freaking times. But it's a fair bet that you have never heard anyone say that anything in life that we want to be, do, or have is easy. Maybe a few, but if you're freaking lucky. Whatever you desire to be, do, or have in your life, if you had been taught that it was easy to achieve that, and you were shown that it was easy to achieve that, you would have believed nothing different. and you would have achieved your goals and dreams easily. Having lived and breathed the film and television industry for about 10 years as an actor and also working in the production field, I often saw children of parents in the industry, children of actors, become successful actors fairly easily in comparison to the majority of my fellow actors who were not children of actors or producers or directors in the film industry and who continued to struggle to even be seen, let alone become successful and famous. So why was it so seemingly easy for them to achieve success? Well, of course, yeah, mommy and daddy might have pulled a few strings, gotten them a good agent, and they went to bat for them, but that isn't enough to achieve success, to ensure success. The key is always belief in self and belief in ease, or the opposite, which of course sabotages your success, belief in difficulty. If you were raised in the film industry, it seems kind of average part of your life, which naturally facilitates more ease of success. Same goes for business. If your father was a rich businessman, then success in business seems normal, not some far-off dream. So, therefore, it's much more easily achieved compared to someone who maybe was raised by working-class parents. But either way, it's simply a matter of influence and belief. The same scenario exists for art or music or writing or athletic success. Whatever dream anyone has, the more ease you can do it, programming they get compared to it's hard, you can't do it, who do you think you are, you're a dreamer, programming will obviously facilitate greater success, greater ease of success. Another classic example is my business and my industry, which is an industry that attracts people who want more out of life than the 9-to-5 grind. They are attracted to wealth, of course, but more importantly, they are attracted to the freedom that can be gained from creating your own successful business. But just like all of the other out-of-the-ordinary professions I have mentioned that help a person succeed and achieve wealth and freedom, the key to each individual person's success is completely dependent upon their own self-belief that they can succeed and their beliefs that their success will be easy or the contrary, that it will be difficult. Those who believe it will be difficult get their wish because your wish is your command. Whether you think you can or think you can't, either way you're right. Thanks, Henry Ford. And those people who already have success and ease, momentum from previous business successes or career successes, they seem to be able to build their businesses quite easily and they become immensely rich, seemingly very quickly because they have so much success and ease, momentum build up already from their previous successes, which facilitates their new success. So because of that previous positive momentum, they expect success, and they expect ease. They do not expect difficulty. But those people who have less previous positive momentum and lack of success in other businesses or endeavors, well, they tend to expect difficulty. They expect problems, and so they get them. Again, your wish is your command, whether you think you can or think you can't. Either way, you're right. And I see it in people's actions, or rather the lack of actions, because their belief that the business will be difficult freezes them into patterns of fear and doubt and confusion and overwhelmment, so they take little or action, or the action that they do take is impotent because it's based on fear of failure and fear of rejection and fear of struggle, etc., etc. So, the key to success in business or career or art or music or athletics or etc., whatever your dream is, your success at achieving that dream is completely dependent upon your ability to surrender to ease and your ability to stop sabotaging your success by thinking limited thoughts that anything is difficult. Just because something has been difficult in the past, or something similar you've done was difficult, or what you're planning on doing was difficult for someone else, doesn't mean it is something written in stone that is difficult for everyone to achieve, and can't now be achieved easily rather than hard by you. The key of success is always belief. And again, a belief is just a thought you keep thinking. And the sooner you can start thinking consistently and persistently that something you want is easy to get rather than hard to get, and until ease becomes a belief and an expectation, the sooner your desire will manifest and come to you and bless your life. So, what are you affirming on a daily basis with your thoughts? Are your thoughts in relationship to your desires primarily thoughts of ease and joy? Or are they thoughts of hardship and difficulty? Are they thoughts of I can and I will? Or are they thoughts of I can't and I shouldn't? And thoughts of maybe, I'll think about it, I'll try. Wimpy, impotent, non-committed, fear-based thoughts and affirmations. People think that affirmations are some new age mumbo jumbo, but every thought you have is an affirmation. Every thought you have is either a positive, I can and I will and I must, an ease, joy, and an expectation affirmation, or it's a negative, limited, I can't, that's hard, fear-based affirmation. And which direction you go with your thoughts is always your choice on a daily basis. Yes, you have certainly been influenced in certain positive I can ways, or you're influenced in negative I can't directions, but programming is completely immaterial. And you have the power and the choice to decide to think and speak and act in new, positively supportive directions. Old negative momentum means nothing. They're just old habits of thinking. Life is hard is just an old habit of thinking. But you can create a new life is easy habit of thinking by working on it every day and affirming life is easy every day. It took years of thinking that life and money and relationship, etc., etc., is hard to create those limited beliefs and habits. So you're not going to generally kick that stinking thinking habit overnight, but it also won't take years and doesn't have to either. And it can actually, literally, happen overnight. Key is to just stop feeding the life is hard monster so it dies of starvation and just feed the life is easy angel. So that all you hear is her blissful, divine voice and the blustering, resistant, fearful, life is hard voices just drift away into oblivion. So pay attention to what you're saying to yourself in your head. Don't let yourself think old thoughts just because you're used to thinking them and they feel comfortable like an old blanket. The key is to start every single day, before you do anything, affirming the kinds of thoughts that you want to think throughout your day to create a new pattern of positive thinking. If you don't start each day fresh by consciously choosing the kind of thoughts you want to think to build up new, fresh, positive momentum, you'll just wake up thinking the same old limited crap you have always been thinking. It's your choice. You are in charge of your thoughts. So take charge of your thoughts and create the reality you truly desire to live by only feeding the angel of I can, only feeding your mind with the I can, only feeding the law of attraction with the I can beliefs. The angel that knows you can be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Just feed that angel. That angel is your own source self. And that source self is always guiding you to the path of least resistance. You as source is always guiding you to the path of ease and grace and joy and fun and love and excitement and adventure. And you'll know when you are on this joyful source-filled path because you'll be feeling good. You'll be skipping down the yellow brick road, and you'll know immediately when you are on the old track of I can't, life is hard, because you'll feel bad and you'll feel depressed and you'll feel drained and you will lack energy and vitality. So your self-guidance system is always guiding you to this path of ease, which is a shitload more fun than its evil twin. So have fun. That's why you've come to planet Earth and got into this body in the first place. You're not here to prove your worth by proving how much you've struggled and therefore deserve favor. Struggle is optional, and it is always your choice. Will I choose struggle and hardship today? Or will I choose ease and joy and fun today? Me, I choose ease and fun. And if it is also your preferred choice to choose ease and fun, and you'd like a shitload more ease in your life and a shipload more fun in your life, then I would be happy to show you how to achieve those dreams and desires absolutely free of charge. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. Give me your details. Let's have some fun together. Let's work together. Let's play together. Contact me now. Let's get you on the road to ease and fun and joy. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info and let's get you on the road to freedom. Thank you for watching this video or listening to this podcast. If you got something from it, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come check out my self-empowering videos and audios and more goodies, supportive goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate, creative reality at zakyron.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and fun and adventure on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!